Dr. Richard Chambers, the go-to performance, wellbeing and leadership consultant for Australia's most successful companies, and I'm here to help you get your head right. This week, we're talking about why vulnerability is vital for the success of business leaders and entrepreneurs. What do you think of when you hear the word vulnerability? Do you associate it with weakness, fear or shame? Do you avoid it at all costs, especially in your professional life? Do you think that being vulnerable will make you lose respect, credibility or authority? If so, you might want to rethink your assumptions, because vulnerability is not a liability, it's an asset. If the word vulnerability makes you choke on your cornflakes, let's just call it authenticity instead. What entrepreneur or business leader doesn't recognize the value of being more authentic? Don't take my word for it, take Brené Brown's. She's a research professor who's spent the past 2 decades studying courage, vulnerability, shame, and empathy. She defines vulnerability as uncertainty, risk, and emotional exposure. She explains how vulnerability is the birthplace of innovation, creativity, and change. But don't take her word for it either. Consider the science. A study at Stanford University found that entrepreneurs who showed vulnerability or authenticity by sharing their personal stories, challenges, or emotions were more likely to secure funding from investors than those who didn't. Why does vulnerability produce such powerful results in business? Because entrepreneurship is fundamentally about taking risks. We need to take risks in order to cut through old, stagnant cultures and to solve big, messy problems. Risk-taking is the birthplace of true innovation. And whether we like it or not, you can't take necessary risks without allowing yourself to become vulnerable. So how can you create a culture of vulnerability and authenticity in your team? Well, it starts with your own personal example. It means being honest with yourself and others. It means acknowledging your strengths and weaknesses, your successes and failures, your hopes and your fears. It means asking for feedback, support, or advice when you need it. If you want more tips on transforming culture, check out my blog or join my mailing list over at drrichardchambers.com. Until next week, stay mindful